What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Breakthrough Podcast with your girl Tiffany. Today I'm coming to you guys. I'm just gonna do just a random talk. I think I have a topic, but I don't have a topic. I don't really know. But we're gonna get into some nitty-gritty right now. We're gonna get into a little nitty-gritty. So one thing I want to talk about that I have been just really dealing with lately is living life. I have been in the process of really just taking every day one step at a time and really coming into Tiffany, I guess you could say. And it's taking some time. It's taking a lot of like peeling layers. It's taking a lot of like healing, a lot of like going to God, like, God, I need you to help me here, and being for real. I think the biggest thing right now that I'm dealing with is just being real. And I'm not saying like I'm not real. I'm just saying like understanding like when I'm tired, and that's okay. Learning that when I need to take an ice cream break, it's okay. When I'm aggravated, I can be aggravated, but I can deal with it in a better way than what I have been over the years, you know. Really just embracing life. Like, this life is beautiful. This life has a lot of things going on right now. This life is taking me through the ups and the downs. This life is taking me through, like, if I could go back to, you know, when I was a child and just kind of like tell myself like, hey, you got this, like, be confident, like, don't let what other people say to you get to you. Don't focus on their negative comments, but pay attention to what people say about you, how they joke, how they laugh, how they treat you, how they talk to other people with you. Like, it's just so many things, right? But I'm really seeing like life is really precious and is really beautiful, and we cannot take it for granted. You know, many people didn't wake up this morning. Many people are like, it's so many things going on. People are fighting for their lives right now. People are just zoned out. People are trying to, you know, be in touch with reality. Like, it's just so much going on, and I just been realizing like, it's really just time to live. It's time to really be about your purpose, about going after your destiny, doing your business, or getting to that position and that job that you want, going back to school or quitting school, going to a trade school. Like, it's so many things that you can do, and it's like, just do it, you know, just do it. For me, I've been working on Tiffany Essentials. I've been working on like books. I've been working on journals. I've been working on so many different things, and it's like, I am like, yo, when is something going to come so I could just get off of working these different jobs that, you know, really help. Honestly, they help, and I don't take for granted that I have a job. I don't take for granted at all. I really enjoy working. I enjoy being around people. I enjoy helping. I'm thankful to be able to do what I do, but it's at a point in my life where I'm just like, I want to work for Tiffany. I want to do what Tiffany want to do. I want to be able to have an encouragement conference for the kids. I want to be able to have a big brother, big sister program for the kids. I want to be able to do so many. I have so many ideas. Like, if I could show y'all my journal right now, y'all would be like, so who's gonna run all this stuff? Like, trust me, I got people lined up. I'm looking like, who can do this, who can do that? Like, my goals and dreams are bigger than anybody knows, and I think the only person that really knows at this point is Rodell. Like, Rodell knows, like, I want to do a lot of things, and it's like, he supports, and it's like, we're just like looking at each other like, so what we gonna do first to make everything happen, you know? And I appreciate just the love and support. Starting to let my family know more too as well. Like, you know, I got big dreams and goals. Like, I got the job already lined up for you. I just needed to come forth. Like, I already got stuff lined up. I got the plans. I got the ideas. I got everything written down. But it's like, oh, when is this stuff gonna come? Because I want to travel. I want to help people. I want to be what is not here in the city. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be the one that gets the phone call. Oh, we need such and such to stay here for the night. I know you got a bed. I know you got a room open. Like, I want to be the one that's like, yeah, we got a room open. Tell them to be here by such and such time, you know, but like, that's me. That's what I want to do. But it's like, I got everything written down, but again, where do I start? You know, so like, really just looking at some all the things that we have, like everything that I can do, what I can say, what I can like put out there. Like, I'm just like God, I need the instructions. I need the strategy, everything, because it's so much. It's like this little person here got so many ideas, got so much that want to help people, and is like kind of like not stuck, but it's like at a standstill, like on the edge, waiting to just like jump. And it's like, I'm ready to jump. I want to jump. But I also know it takes time. I also know there's a lot of character building right now. I also know it's a lot of character building. It's a lot of stripping away. It's a lot of the frustration. I'm not going to say I'm in a season of frustration. Definitely not a season of frustration. But I would say it's a lot of frustration because I know I can be doing more right now. I know I'm called for better and greater than where I am right now, you know. And it's like I'm looking. It's not like I wake up and I'm just like, ah, this ain't what I want. And it's just like, God, we had a conversation. And the conversation was, you know, but it don't look like our conversation. And at this point, I'm just understanding, like, I really have to be purged of some things. I have to have some things stripped away. I have to understand how to be humble. I have to understand, like, to really depend on God. I have to understand how to talk to people, how to communicate. I have to understand how to run a business. I have to understand how to manage the money. I have to understand how to treat my employees. You know, I want to find a better word for employees, because I don't want to say people working for me. Like, because I definitely want everybody that's going to work with me to have their own dreams and goals and plans, because I don't want you working for me forever. Now, if you take over the company or something like that, you know, we can work on that. But I don't want people working for me for the rest of their lives, unless that's just what they're supposed to do. Maybe that's a covering. I don't know. But I want people to have their own, like, this is what I want to do as a business. What I want to do for my family is the legacy I want to leave for my family. So I want to be a part of them starting a legacy for their family. As you're a part of my legacy, the legacy that, you know, I have designed for my family. Like, me and Rardell, we have like thoughts about how we want our business to be, how we want our families to be, how we want our finances. Like, it's everything right there. But it's like, I don't want people to feel stuck, you know, why they work for me. Like, I want you to always feel like you got the support of, you know, the owner. And I mean real support, not the support that's like to hype you up in these meetings, and then when we walk out that door, you know, you feeling like, okay, I got support, but when I say something, I'm gonna do something, I don't see you there, I don't hear you asking me, you don't even know my children's names, like, you know, it's stuff like that. I want to be the one that knows. I want to be a part. I want to be in there, and I want people that's going to work with me to help get the people to the next level. I don't need, you know, I don't want to go through what I had been through working for companies for so long, you know. Companies that, you know, they say they care, but like the way they respond is not caring. You talk about people complaining and murmuring and all stuff like that, but what are you doing as an owner? What are you doing as a director? What are you doing as a supervisor to make sure that people feel loved, they feel wanted, they feel cherished and cared for? You know, it's not enough to give me a $500 bonus for Christmas. Like, you know, I want to, like, gas cards, groceries paid for the month, you know, get an extra $1,000 in your check, you know, whoever don't make no money, you know, it's just so much that you can do. Like, I want to do bonuses. I want to be able to do that. And it's like, I know you have to make the money to do it. I know that, but that's the stuff I want to do. And it's like, even though money is good. We all know money makes the world go around, pretty much. But I want it to be where it's not just money that you get from me. It's the love and support. If you got a business you want to like push forward, I want to help push your business. If you got ideas, let me help you with your ideas. Like, you know, I'm a life coach, and it's like I have so many. I have insight to a lot. I know a lot of connections. And it's like, if you just work with me, if you just, you know, one-on-one with me, like, I got you. I'm going to help you get to that level. Like, I'm a virtual, I do so much, y'all. Like, I have so many skills, like virtual assistant, life coach, counselor, well, QMHP. I work in the homes with children, and I work with adults. And it's so much that I spend on a daily basis with them. And, you know, to actually work with people who love to hear about God is actually like, it's warming in itself, because it's like, I know some places they don't even want to hear about God. You can't even talk about God. But like, to work with my cases that, you know, we can talk about God, we can do this, we can do that, and Tiffany, what you think about this? And it's like, one of the cases I worked, I had to tell them, like, you can do all things to Christ that gives you strength. Philippians 4:13, like, I don't want you to think about what they said about you. I don't want you to think about what they did to you. I want you to go and do what you gotta do in your day tomorrow and make it work. I want you to go into that place you gotta go into with your head held high, knowing that you are the best thing. And when I say that, I mean, like, you have to understand, like, people gonna say stuff to you. They gonna try to beat you down. They gonna say the worst of the worst. And, you know, you gotta push through it. And the case that I'm working is very young, and, you know, it's basically instilling right now in that person, like, hey, you gotta start knowing, understanding now. Can't be worried about what people say or what they do, because people always want to have opinions, like, but their opinions don't pay your bills. So you gotta keep going at the end of the day, like, honestly. But just really understand who you are in Christ will really help you. Understanding what you were destined and purposed for will really help you. Not letting everybody in your ear will help you. Not letting everybody know your ideas and your plans and your goals will help you. You know, like, I gave y'all a few things I want to do, but you don't know the plans. You don't know how to get there. And if you try to take it, it may not work for you like that. You know, it goes back to when I never realized until somebody brought it to my attention, but people really wanted to be me. And this is not no cocky thing, like, oh, people want to be me. And I think it's not that. When people try to imitate me or try to be me, I'm like, bro, do you really want these shoes? Honey, do you really want to experience what I had to go through? It's a lot behind. It's a lot of stuff that a lot of people don't know. It's a lot of hurt. It's a lot of physical pain. It's a lot of emotional pain. It was a lot of mental pain. It was a lot of everything. Like, you don't understand what I went through. So, but you want to be me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you want to be Tiffany, but Tiffany went through abuse, physical, sexual, mental, emotional. So that's what you want. You know, that's the stuff people don't see. They see, like, what I'm doing in front, but you don't know the backstory, so you can't want what somebody else wants all the time. For example, like, people, what's all them songs back in the day? It was like Will and Jada. They want to race you like Will and Jada, Oprah and Steadman. What was it? The Cosby Show. All in the Family, like the Jacksons, like all that stuff like that. People want what looks good, but you don't know the backstory. You don't know what's going on behind the scenes. So you really have to just be yourself and be okay with that. I had to learn to be okay with Tiffany. And I think I've talked about it on this podcast before. I had to really learn how to be myself. Like, I thought everybody else was better than me, but I had to be okay with Tiffany. I had to learn Tiffany, and I'm still learning. Like, I'm about to be 30 in November, and I'm still like, Tiffany likes to do this and the other. Tiffany would go to the beach every day if she really could. And I'm making an effort to actually get out to the beach more, because it's a calming for me when I go to the beach. It's where I hear God clearly at the beach. It's where I can let go and I don't come back with the same mess, honestly, at the beach. There are times where I go get ice cream. It may not be, because I live near the beach. Like, I mean, directly near the beach. Like, I'm close. And they have a little ice cream parlor or whatever. And there are times where I get ice cream. I may not always go to Ben and Jerry's for ice cream, but I can get ice cream to help me with my self-care for that day, to give me time to feel human, give me time to feel like, okay, I'm overwhelmed, let me think, let me reroute, you know, get me a bag of chips or something like that. Go just listen to a song and dance, go walk a trail or something. Like, I'm learning Tiffany and being okay with that. I like different color hair. I like wigs. I like braids. I like natural hair. I like everything. I like color. So my journals are colorful. My hair is colorful. My clothes are colorful. My bracelets, my little Pandora charms are like colorful. Just everything is bright. It has to be bright. It's not dark. Everything you have is bright. So that's me. I'm okay with that. But that's my happiness. I'm happy with that, where other people may not be happy and you get questioned, like, why this, why that? It's like, yo, can I just be me? And I'm learning that one day at a time, learning that it really is okay. Like, it really is okay. And people have to be okay with people not being okay with that, you know. But you have to keep pushing, you have to keep going. And I think the biggest thing that I've learned in the last like 5 years since I've graduated from college is that you gotta take care of yourself. Like, I work in psychology field, and I've learned so much. And like, the mental health is truly real. People back in the day was just like, oh no, people are just, you know, depression and they crazy and they hear these thoughts, they hear these voices, we hear this, they hear that. But the truth is, some people really do hear that stuff. Some people really do go through that stuff. Some people have good days and bad days. I have good days and bad days. I'll be up high one day, I can be real low the next day. But I'm learning to deal with stuff now. I'm learning to deal with, okay, where's the anger coming from? Okay, where's frustration coming from? Where is the disappointment coming? Like, I'm really dealing with that stuff, and I'm learning to be okay. Like, it's not what I want right now, but it's not going to always be like this. And I have to keep telling myself that, but I don't let it marinate like that per se, because that's toxic positivity. To a point, if you allow it to go so far, every day you wake up, you're not gonna feel like, okay, it's not always gonna be like this. Some days I'm like, I wake up, I'm like, yo, it's always going to be like this. Like, it's not changing. Like, look where I am. I gotta go back to school, get another degree. I should have been had this degree. I gotta do these products. Ain't nobody buying no products in like 2-3 months. Like, but I still gotta do this business, huh? What? So was that. There are days where I wake up and it's just like, it's not working, it's not gonna get better. It's okay. But you, like I said, you have to get okay with everything not being okay. You gotta be okay just where you at right now. You have to just be okay general, but learn to address the stuff, learn to deal with everything up front. Let's learn, and it's okay. It don't feel good all the time, put it out there, it don't feel good. Like I said, you're not gonna always want to do something, you're not always gonna want to be bothered, you're not gonna always want to be with the crowd, you're not always gonna go to work, you're not always want to do your business, you're not gonna always want to get up and pray, you're not always want to get up and write, you may not want to get up and worship. It's okay, but just take that time and just breathe. Understand that you're human, you're going through different things. It's okay, but you gotta get the help if you want it to get better. You gotta seek the help. Counselor, psychiatrist, life coach, spiritual leader, just a leader in community, somebody positive, a positive outlet to help you get you out of what you're going through. And it is okay. It is really okay. Shift your expectations. Work on some of the things that are really bothering you. It's okay. It really is. But that's part one of pretty much what I want to go to. I know y'all probably like, she just kind of dropped the mic right there, and I did, but I'll be coming back soon, because I want to talk about expectations and just how expectations can mess up, expectations. We're just gonna talk about expectations in general, because I've been hearing a lot about people struggling, and it's because of expectations, you know. So check out the next episode. I feel like the next episode, I gotta write it down, because I have a lot of thoughts about it, but I want to put it together to make it sound like, you know, like I know what I'm talking about, because I didn't, you know, understand it. But thank you guys for listening. It is a Monday night at 9:54, and I'm about to go to bed, because I gotta get up in the morning early and I gotta be work. But you guys, keep your heads up, keep the positivity going, take a break when you need it. It's some YouTube videos, find some inspirational YouTube videos, shift your atmosphere, pray, scream, cry, whatever you gotta do, just shift everything, let those emotions out, don't have them bottled up inside of you. You're destined for greater, you have better coming, you have better here, and you just gotta keep pushing. Like I said, I know it's not easy, I know this is probably like one of the things that you just be like, God, why? But it's okay. It's okay. Stay positive. Stay uplifted. You got this. You got this. So I hope you guys enjoyed this video. Rate my podcast, so that way we can see what I need to improve on, what I need to step back on, what I need to keep talking about. I know a lot of y'all like the mental health, so I definitely think I'm going to just keep up with the mental health, because it's much needed. But definitely looking for some people to come on and just talk and just be real, just vibe, all that good stuff like that. So this is Tiffany, and I'm signing out.